Catching up with Wiffles Hybrids at NAFB Trade Talk. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. On this update, hearing from Robbie Meeker, who is an agronomy manager for Wiffles Hybrids in Illinois.
Well, speaking of this past year, it's been a wild year, I guess, for planting. And I mean, it always is. But give us some of the highlights that Wiffles saw of 2025 throughout the, I guess, planting and harvest season.
Yeah, I'd say 2025 was definitely challenging from start to finish, right? We started out dry in some areas, wet in some areas, cool in some areas, and it took a while to get the heat going. But when we finally got to the middle of June and then beyond, we really ramped up the heat, and especially nighttime temperatures. It was very warm throughout a lot of the Corn Belt, and we sustained that warmth and dryness really up until now. I mean, it's still warm for being nearing the end of November, and we're relatively dry, I'd say, as the Corn Belt as a whole.
Gotcha. And yeah, that's just something so crazy, because at least in our eastern side of South Dakota, like, we actually got rain this year and the crop actually looked amazing. So you would think like yield would be amazing, but you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But give us some yield. What were you guys seeing on the Wiffles crop at least?
Yeah, I'd say as a whole, our company through the Corn Belt, we were down 11 bushels year over year. When we look at plot averages compared 2025 compared to 2024, I'd say your part of the world was definitely really strong.
Yep.
And we had some regions in Minnesota and South Dakota that were right at average to even 20, 30 bushel ahead of average. So there's definitely some strength as you came to the north and to the west in your part of the world. There was some quadrants of Iowa that were 20 to 30 bushels off. And then there was quadrants in Illinois that were close to that as well, being 15, 17 bushels off.
Yeah,
there's definitely more to hear from the rest of that interview. So make sure to stay tuned throughout the rest of next week as we get through all these Trade Talk interviews. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.